This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Most Americans don't approve of how President Biden is doing his job, according to a recent AP survey. Tonight, the president gets a chance to speak to Americans and to Congress in his State of the Union address. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
You will hear the president lay out the historic achievements he has delivered on for the American people and his vision for the future. Looking at what President Biden faced when he came into office and where we are now, it is clear he's gotten more done in the first 3 years than most presidents have accomplished in two terms.
President Biden and Donald Trump will each be campaigning over the weekend. Both of them will be in Georgia on Saturday. Now to a possible ceasefire in Gaza. The AP's Karen Shamas with the latest.
Hamas has said its delegation has left Cairo and that talks on a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release will resume next week. The move makes a truce before Ramadan unlikely as Hamas pushes for a permanent end to Israel's offensive in Gaza. However, Israel has vowed to continue with the goal of destroying Hamas after a temporary ceasefire ends. The US, Egypt, and Qatar have been trying for weeks to broker an agreement between the two sides. The negotiations have focused on a six-week ceasefire and the release of 40 hostages held in Gaza in exchange for Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. I'm Karen Shamas.
Six people found dead in a home in Ottawa overnight, Canada's capital city. Four of the dead were children. A suspect is under arrest. Police say they do not think this was domestic violence, but they are still trying to nail down a motive. No word yet on how the victims died. Here in the U.S., the job market continues to show strength. Applications for unemployment were unchanged last week. Overall, about 2 million Americans are on unemployment. The unemployment rate is 3.7%. This is AP News. Don't even think about it. That's the message from New York's governor to anyone who may be thinking of causing trouble on New York City's subway system.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says that she will deploy 750 members of the National Guard and 250 state troopers and transit officers to help the New York Police Department check bags at the subway entrances to better protect those in the subway system.
They shouldn't worry about whether someone's going to brandish a knife or gun.
The governor's security plan also includes a legislative proposal to ban people from trains for 3 years if they are convicted of assaulting a subway passenger.
Anyone looking to do harm or spread fear on our subways, you will be caught, plain and simple. There will be consequences. This has to end.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The price of gas is up 8 cents in a week. It's 3:39 this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.